This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Yeah! Riding on the highway!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Liberty and freedom.
Getting
took.
I'll tell you.
Welcome so much for joining us. I really appreciate you tuning in today. There's a lot of football games on, a lot of sunny skies out there. A lot of good stuff happening, a lot of bad stuff happening as well. You have a lot of choices out there in the media, and I appreciate folks being concerned about what's happening in the world. We are broadcasting worldwide. It's 4 o'clock Central Standard Time already, hard to believe, the 6th day of September 2015, and we will be live here, my friends, for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday. Every day I start the broadcast, and I'm just honest with you. Wow, we got a lot of news. And usually I cover about 20% of it. Some days I cover 60, 70% of it. Every once in a while I cover 90-something percent of it. Today's one of the days I really should cover all of it. Because when you look at this world, there are two types of people when you boil it all down. There's different subgroups, but there's dogs and there's cats. And I got this article right here out of the National Post. Your cat doesn't love you, scientific studies show. I don't need a scientific study to show me that my cat, and I do have one cat and two dogs, does not love me. It only wants to pretend I'm its mother and make biscuits on my stomach in an infantile manner. But it could care less if I fell down and died tomorrow. It doesn't have anxiety when I'm gone, except it wants to bitch and gripe and ask for food. It wants a free handout. My dogs, on the other hand, would basically die and have heart attacks if something happened to me. And that's clear. And it's that spiritual connection. It's that honorableness of the dog, which isn't perfect, but it has honor. Silly and ignorant, but has guts, and guts is enough, is why I'm a dog person and not a cat person. And people out there think they're getting ahead being cat people. Folks that think they're getting ahead not caring about other folks. You think you're cool, only caring about yourself. You're an idiot. It's like people that get in the hot tub and take a crap. And I hate to be gross here, but you think you're getting away with it. Go to the bathroom. When you crap on everyone else, you're crapping on yourself. And these are just elementary understandings here. Cats are not pack animals unless you look at lions in Africa and they still feed on each other. Dogs are creatures of honor, first and foremost. And if I had to have an archetypal totem animal, it would be the dog. Cats are cute, cats are funny, but make no mistake, they won't be there for you when you're in a jam. And if somebody comes in your house and attacks you, they're not going to stand up for you. Dogs will. You don't hear about cops going to people's houses and shooting their cats, do you? It's the dog, because they're not cowards. Even if they're little or they're big, they stand up because they love you. And our society is imploding because we're becoming a cat society, not a dog society. And listen, people that don't stand up for themselves, people that don't care about you, don't stand up for them. But people that are willing to stand up for you, people that have will, that's who I'm going to stand up with. Now, we got a lot of news. We're going to cover it all here today. And we've got the last 3 minutes of a 14-minute video I shot yesterday when the spirit of liberty, you could call it, was really upon me. The spirit of Paul Revere was strong yesterday, and I shot this video yesterday morning. Total emergency alert update. The global meltdown has begun. I can say that with confidence now. We're going to intro with that in the next segment, and then we're going to launch straight ahead, and you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to put it all on the line straight ahead. Because if I don't, I'm a sellout. I've got to give my full will to liberty. I'm a piece of filth.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Sunday. We're live broadcasting worldwide on the 6th day of September 2015. Here's the tail end of a 14-minute emergency alert I issued yesterday that's gone mega viral with millions of views on Facebook, hundreds of thousands on YouTube right now. Total emergency alert. The global financial collapse has begun. Here's the tail end of that report. So this is a total emergency alert. Planned financial crisis and global meltdown accelerating. I don't know if we can stop it. I don't know what tricks they have up their sleeves, but I study this stuff. And all I'm saying is get yourself and your family ready. Defensively, but offensively, get out there and warn people. And let me tell you, the military's waking up. Police are waking up. So they want us to have a civil war with them. They're not perfect by any means. But we just need to be peaceful. We need to promote liberty. We need to stand up for ourselves. But also, people need to get firearms. They need to train with them. They need to get prepared. They need to get ready for self-defense. So that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what else to say. I'm going to post this video to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to get it out on Facebook and Twitter. It needs to not get, you know, 1.6 million views like it got on our channel and then a couple million on other places. This video needs to get 50 million views. I'm risking my life bringing you this intel. The enemy attacks us every day in major newspapers and TV for a reason, folks. We know what we're talking about. This isn't a game. And I am basically playing chicken with the globalist, not because I want to play chicken, but because I have to for my family and for honor, going head up against these people. This is not a game. This is deadly serious. And people not taking it serious are going to allow this to come to fruition. Look in my eyes and look at the evidence. You think I'm playing games? You think the police are freaked out? You think the military's running around preparing for civil unrest and admitting they are for no reason? We have a depression this time. Tens of millions will starve to death. 7 million died during the last Great Depression from malnutrition. Look it up. University studies. This isn't a game, folks. This spoiled, rotten, decadent population out there, about half the population, will eat us alive, the producers. The giant criminal gangs that have been armed, the time bomb. You ever wondered how America would be taken down and a bunch of other countries at the same time? An organized worldwide depression with shadow radical Islamic armies there to create the crises whenever the governments need to come in and take liberties. The government's got a decision. A lot of good people in the government. You want to be collaborators with this or you want to wake up and face the facts? The corporations, people that work in them have a decision to make. But most importantly, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Let's get right over here. Let's look in the mirror right here. You look in that mirror right there. Look at it. Look at that mirror right there. You need to look in that mirror. You need to ask yourselves where you stand. You need to ask yourselves what you're going to do because this is it. We don't get involved now. They're test ballooning us. They're trial ballooning us right now. They're testing. And we fail this test. They're going to bring in you like Obamacare? You like totally open borders? You like being lectured that you can't say mom or dad or boy or girl in school? You want to live in a cult? You want to be a slave? You want to spy on every corner telling you what to do? You want to be force-fed GMOs and force-inoculated? We're already getting gang-raped. This was just the foreplay. All right, you've been warned. Total emergency alert. Get it out to everybody. We are the Paul Revere's of this age. You are the Paul Revere's of this age. Every race, color, and creed. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. The rest is up to you. And that is just the tail end of a 14-minute report, the last 3 minutes. The first 11 minutes, I break down all the news articles, the documents, the graphs. It's all detailed at InfoWars.com right now if you want to see that video, and then email it to friends and family to warn them. Because exposing this may stop it. I remember about 6 months ago as the massive immigrant waves out of North Africa and the Middle East, after Saudi Arabia launched a bunch of wars against peaceful countries, as these immigrant waves hit, ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda, bragged in the news. It was in Associated Press. It was everywhere. We're using immigrant waves to hide ourselves and our operatives to invade Europe and the United States, and we're going to have sleeper cells start attacking. And that's now unfolding. On Friday, ISIS issued a new video and a new statement. WorldNet Daily covered it. Drudge Report linked to it. So did InfoWars. ISIS smuggler. We will use refugee crisis to infiltrate West. ISIS now has more than 4,000 fighters ready throughout the European Union. Do you have any idea how much havoc? If 20 hijackers or 19 hijackers could cause the havoc you saw on 9/11, can you imagine what 4,000 can do? And yes, I'm the guy that exposes an inside job. But it's a real threat manufactured synthetically by the criminal globalist and then allowed to operate and turned loose. The average cop, the average judge, the average FBI agent is not involved. It's staged, but it's real. And I'll use the analogy for the 100th time. If I bred 100 black widows and hated my neighbor and went and dumped them in their bed during the day, knowing they go under the bed, but at night they'd come out and bite them because he'd roll over on them. Did I run the black widows? Did I command them? Did I control them? No. But I'm still aiding and abetting. I'm still premeditatedly trying to kill my neighbor by dumping the black widows in the bed. Do I run a rattlesnake I put under your car seat? No. But I knew what the weapon would do. And that's the difference. And then when they attack, they'll take our liberties and our freedoms. It's 101. Russia has moved more than 200 pilots in and 200 fighter bombers. They're battling Al-Qaeda, known as ISIS right now. And the State Department has warned Russia of all-out war, UPIAP, if they continue to battle Al-Qaeda. Do I defend Russia? Have I ever been to Russia? Am I Slavic? No. But Russia's in the right. They're fighting Al-Qaeda. Our government runs Al-Qaeda. Truly sick. And now the Pope has come out and said Catholic churches across Europe, the same ones here in the U.S. that take the illegals in, that the feds ship in and give them vouchers, got to take in all the refugees of North Africa and Europe and got to integrate them into society while a large minority of them are ISIS sympathizers. Upwards of 30% of France now says they endorse ISIS in national polls. Because France is not French, it's Islamic. And the Pope and the rest of the establishment are backing the radical Islamicists. The Pope's also calling for carbon taxes and world government. Here's the epic moment we've reached. The legendary moment, the historical moment, the moment of decision. The collectivists, the globalists, the financial interest are making their move. World War III has begun. It's cultural. It's economic. It's medical. It's spiritual. It's a new kind of war. And it's on. Whether you are in Europe or the United States or Canada, the borders are wide open. The illegals are pouring in. They're being given the driver's license. They're allowed to vote. They're getting freebies from the government. They're voting 90-plus percent socialist. Bernie Sanders leads Hillary in New Hampshire by 9 points. This is the end game. You wanted to see the fall of America, the fall of Europe, you're going to see it now. And the globalists are going to sit in their billion-dollar palaces above the law with their jet copters and their private jets as the rest of us live in absolute squalor. They're flooding the lifeboats that were Western Europe. They're flooding the lifeboats that was America. They took down Gaddafi that was building up Africa. They took down South Africa that was building up Africa. The globalists don't want prosperity. They want Cloward and Piven on steroids. They want world government. They want Agenda 21, and they're getting it. And it hit me like a laser beam, like a diamond bullet, to quote Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now, last night after I put my children to bed at about 9:30 after we had family over and barbecued. It hit me like a diamond bullet. And when we come back, I'll tell you what hit me. Straight ahead. But you're not going to have to wait for world government and tyranny and depression anymore. This is the beginning. If we wake up to it and say no to it, it'll dissipate. It'll lessen. But if we bow down to this political correctness and all the rest of it, we are captured. It's so outrageous. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the site.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
I've talked about the basic problems that face humanity, and none of this is new. Everybody knows this deep down. I'm just speaking truth that everyone already knows, but truth they don't put out on the news. Or truth, when they put it out, is only limited to direct you towards an establishment goal. They'll speak the truth occasionally, but only to sell you on their agenda. So the end of what they do doesn't basically manifest what the ultimate goal should be. We don't have empathy. We don't have a sense of a great human continuum and living on through our progeny. That's been stolen from us. We've had our cultures taken from us. We've been raised by television. But last night at about 9:30, after I put my children to sleep, I sat back out there on the porch, looking out into the stars. It was a very clear night. I could see the Milky Way galaxy. And it hit me. All the studies, all the research, all the admissions, the globalists like Bertrand Russell bragging in the 30s about how they would use vaccines to brain damage the public and make us servile, and how we've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 58. It'll soon be 1 in 3, CDC admits. And I thought about the cold-blooded will to hurt children. Because last night we were digging through some old trunks that were 5, 6, 7 years old with my children, and I sat there and I looked at art they'd done when they were 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, because they're 12, 11, and 7 now. And I looked at those sweet little images of teddy bears they'd drawn and houses and pretty yellow suns and flowers, those beautiful souls. And I thought about the will to know you're putting cancer viruses in a vaccine, to know you're giving a child a hepatitis shot that destroys their liver, to know you're giving them a tetanus shot with hormones in it to sterilize them once their female organs begin releasing key hormones. I have all the documents. The Gardasil shots, all of it. And it just was so overwhelming. My God. We're really facing pure evil. And I know I say that every day, but it just hit me so strong that I was a piece of filth, that I was a scumbag, that I was a sellout, that I wasn't doing enough to expose these people. I should be on the air every day with the vaccine inserts, that it can give you type 1 diabetes, it can cause Guillain-Barre's and neurological disorders and genetic disorders and trigger autoimmune disorders. I mean, it's all there. They even tell you in a metaphysical rule, they've got to tell you what they're about to do to you. Who are these people? But more importantly, who are we? Because if we don't stand up to this, if we don't say no, we're aiding and abetting it. You know, I shot, only a couple hundred people have it. It's bizarre we got it. A bunch of listeners requested it. People on Facebook. We have like 3 million likes on Facebook between our 7 channels. One of them has like a million, basically. It's like 980-something thousand followers. And so we got this thing called Facebook Mentions about a week ago. The algorithm kicked in and gave us that, like, Brad Pitt and The Rock, and only a couple hundred people have it, like 200 people have it. And I was doing it. I did, like, four of them, and, like, each one got 200, 300, 400,000 views in, like, a couple hours. And I was sitting there thinking, I can just turn on something and talk to 300,000 people. Most folks will be on some ego power trip. I'm like, what do I do with this platform? That's why do not call in and tell me how great I am. Do not call in and say how much you appreciate me. Appreciate me. I'm fighting for survival. I'm not doing you a favor. Do you understand that? This is not special to fight evil. It's not special to stand up against it from my perspective. It's survival. They're injecting children with things called vaccines that aren't vaccines. They're social control to brain damage them and hurt them. My God, what type of elite do we have? And then they write books like Eco-Science, and Bertrand Russell writes books from the 30s right through the 80s and the 90s bragging about it. These people think they're gods. And they say, the public doesn't care. We must have the right to do it. You see, at a spiritual intergalactic level, at an interstellar level, there are rules just written on the universe by God. And if you don't protest something, if you don't say no to it, then you are acquiescing and accepting it. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. Because all the things that are happening here are tertiary, and I've got a lot of news here. Boy, let me tell you, to the real world, that we have submitted to the point that these weird, creepy cult members are on TV. I played it last Thursday, going, well, that's right, in California, and in Florida, and in Texas, and in Missouri, and in Michigan, and in Illinois, and in New York, was all these newscasts, all by the globalists, all written, all staged. We don't say boy and girl now, that's hurtful. And it was like weird teachers with weird big eyes going, we don't say boy and girl now. We do what we're told. We eat what we're told. I mean, it's a cult of flaming crazies. But they're not crazy. They've got a plan. They've taken over. They're ending the human species as we know it. It's War of the Worlds, folks. Whether these globalists came from a trillion miles away, or whether they came from another dimension, or whether they're people doing this, all I'm telling you is they're out to get us. And there's no mistake. It's diabolical. It's well-planned. It's scientific. And I don't know what I can say or do to get you to click to that, but I'm here to tell you it's real. And these people want to kill you and your family. Am I an enemy with some brainwashed cop out there writing tickets to fund this whole thing all day? The globalists are just there to raise taxes and things to bankrupt everybody. I got a report coming up on that. The Fed's plan to get rid of all small businesses, not even letting them have bank accounts. The cashless society is here. So when they get up and say you can't say the name mother or father or boy or girl, and you didn't build your business, and 2 + 2 = 5, you think that's outrageous because you're not young. You're not 10 years old being taught all this. You were an earlier group, partially brainwashed, but not totally. You think it's ridiculous and funny. These aren't environmentalist wackos. These aren't liberal kooks. These are scientific entities of evil here to conquer and take over resources, following a handbook, a directive, a battle plan, a program, a stratagem to take over. And we have their stratagem. And we are humanity that faced all the threats that came before us, that built civilization. But we must pass this great test to get off world and escape this system and become a type 1 civilization. But first, we must transcend the parasites and the globalists. And the info war is only here to give you the idea of the opportunity to transcend. Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
change. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Thank you.
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
This is it. The desperate, weak attempt to rouse humanity. But all great movements start weak. They start with the heart, and they grow. Humanity will prevail. We will go through great pain on the journey to the next level of our development. This great challenge that we now face will decide the destiny of humanity forever. The enemy hopes you never realize that. They hope to brain damage you at birth. You know the autistic children are those that were hit too hard. They're only meant to be stunned, slightly brain damaged. But some children are terminally brain damaged. Some die. Some of us will survive. Survive on to fight. And that's what we do now, in the face of this onslaught. To the new viewers, to the new listeners, will you join us in this fight, or will you cynically decide that even though you ran head-on against the truth and it knocked you over into the ditch, you just dust yourself off and pretend like you never saw it? But the hair on the back of your neck is standing up. You know you've seen the truth. You know you've been visited by reality. You know that honor and strength is greater than evil. And so in this world, you would be warned, not just once, not twice, but 100 times, and then again 100. I have before me incredible news. AFP on screens, brain-damaging children. Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire polls by 9 points. The rise of political outsiders. The U.S. warns Russia against more aid to Assad as he fights Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Britain wants to quit Europe. Shock new poll shows EU no camp ahead for the first time as Cameron prepares to face down Tory rebels. Wealthy Gulf nations are criticized for tepid response to Syrian refugees. They won't take their own refugees when they launch the attacks on these countries and expect the Christian West to take their Islamic refugees. Europe's biggest bank dares to ask, is the Fed preparing for a controlled demolition of the market? The head of the Chinese central bank's Zhu Jiahong has come out in Bloomberg News and says currency tension has now caused the bubble to burst. It's coming out that Steve Jobs was a nightmare totalitarian, authoritarian, who oppressed people and was evil. Well, he doesn't let his children, before he died, play with iPads or iPhones, but he wants yours to. And he had deals with Foxconn in China for forced abortions and forced drugging and organ harvesting. But he had kind of a mullet. And he wore T-shirts like Zuckerberg. So he was non-threatening. Because everyone knows if you're in a yellow Volkswagen wearing a gray suit and you're a 16-year-old girl, you get in it. Because it's a conspiracy theory to think there might be someone out there who wants to hurt you. Take the vaccines, eat the GMO. Take it all and accept it because the New World Order loves you and your family. We represent honor. We are willing to slam like battering rams up against the enemy. But our power is limited. You give us the power. You give us the will to run into the enemy at a trillion light years speed. And we're ready to do it. But you have to make the spiritual decision to break with Lucifer and the devil and the god of this world and the fraud that has control of this planet and join with the Creator. You have to decide that Jehovah is what you want to follow and not the devil. And the moment you decide to join God, you will transcend the New World Order forever. The devil pope, the communist servant of evil, calls for world government, calls for the West to accept the giant Islamic hordes that the West itself has triggered to flee their countries through Saudi Arabian attacks to balkanize and create civil war in our nations. Do I hate the average Islamic person? Absolutely not. Are they good people on average? Absolutely. But there is a purge of good Muslims and a move run by the New World Order to put radicals in charge and bring them in with weapons to launch attacks in Europe and the United States, out of which a system of total control will rise. Can we show the footage I shot a month and a half ago in Rome of the 30-foot walls and the security and the above-the-law, tax-exempt, sovereign state of the Vatican, who now tells Catholics around the world that they should pay the money? All you'll do with the 6.5 billion third-world people wanting to get into the West that's only 600 million, all you'll do by accepting them is cause more thousands of deaths coming across the Mediterranean, more deaths, more robberies, more killing, more collapse, as the military globalist takedown of the West launches the new war of the 21st century. It stands that you would be told the truth. It stands that you would be able to see the reality. It stands that you would be given the choice, but the enemy is out in the open, an arrogant, above the law man that claims he has the keys to temporal and spiritual damnation, comes out crossing those keys. When other popes have fought against abortion and communism, he crosses those keys. And does he block the bull rag of abortion climbing across the city? No, he says Catholics should stop opposing abortion when he first got into power 2 years ago. And now he comes out and he says to the world on Thursday, you will be forgiven of your abortion. Have your abortion. No, you will be forgiven of your abortion if you repent and admit it was wrong. You will not be forgiven if you then accept it's okay and do it knowingly because some pontiff, some man claiming he's God on a black throne told you it was okay. He is the whore on which the Antichrist will ride. We are seeing it manifest.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
One must be clear. I judge a tree by its fruits. I've never been anti-Catholic. I know so many great people that fight the globalists that are Catholic. I have to say, predominantly, the largest group fighting world government, communism, anti-family activities, it's been the Catholic people. And that's why I've been criticized a lot for not coming after the Catholic leadership. But with this Pope, he is so nakedly Mao Zedong. So nakedly Fidel Castro is going to visit in a couple days that I just absolutely would be a sellout if I didn't speak out against him with my full will, despite the great dangers of that, obviously. This is an anathema pope calling for world government, calling for carbon taxes that will kill a billion people in the next 10 years. Lord Monson's analysis shows, and I concur with it. It's truly sickening. Here's the headline, London Guardian. Pope Francis' abortion pardon, a great gift for Catholics in Boston, as if he's God. Not Christ forgiving, but the Papa. And then we see the shocking images of a drowned Syrian boy show tragic plight of refugees. Our government, 5 years ago, launches Al-Qaeda in Syria, kills 300,000 of these innocent people. And then when Russia and Syria fight back, we call them terrorists. And our own media says that, quote, take out Assad, that'll stop ISIS, when that's a group attacking. And they show a dead little two-year-old toddler in the sand. But they won't show the tens of thousands of dead babies that I've seen online and you've seen online that were killed by Western-backed rebels in Syria. So they create the crisis and then say, look, a dead baby. Let all these people in and pay for them. Because the Pope says, that's crazy town. But that's a system targeting people that are politically uninformed of what's happening. I want to open the phones up in the next hour, early in the next hour, on any of these issues. And I haven't scratched the surface of the news yet. The toll-free number to join us is 800. Well, that's the weekday number. Excuse me. The toll-free number, because we produce everything at a house on Sunday, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I haven't done this in about 3 weeks. It's first-time callers. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, your chance to get on air. International callers, country code 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. And we'll start taking your calls at the start of the next hour. I'm going to come back and blitz through a lot of news in the next segment. But I wanted to go to break, since I mentioned it, with a Slate article. The government's secret war on small businesses, Operation Choke Point, was meant to stop fraud. Yeah, the government runs the drugs. So why is the program going after legitimate businesses? They're shutting down everything that's mom and pop. It's a vertical integration. That's what world government is. Here is the report.
Operation Choke Point was a program created by the Obama administration's Financial Fraud Enforcement Task Force. The government says it's over now, but business owners across the country claim that's not true.
It's a task force that most Americans probably have never heard of, but it has more control over the choices and decisions that Americans make than almost any other agency in the government.
Brian Wise is the president of the U.S. Consumer Coalition, a consumer advocacy group. Choke Point was supposed to be focused on mass market consumer fraud when the program started in 2013, but it quickly morphed into something much bigger. A way for federal regulators to strong-arm banks into punishing any type of business that didn't meet their approval by putting them on their list of high-risk merchants.
Government regulators are essentially telling banks that they need to be morality police, that these banks have to make moral decisions on who they can and cannot do business with, and they have to make moral decisions on what consumers should have access to.
And what kind of businesses were on this list? The usual suspects were there, debt consolidation scams and online gambling, but also completely legitimate and legal businesses like firearm sales, coin dealers, tobacco sales, and more.
In the same way that we say that racial profiling is bad, you're saying that without any due process, these industries and the merchants within these industries are guilty of some kind of wrongdoing simply because they offer a legal product to America's consumers.
And that's just part of the report that's up on Infowars.com. That's what the cashless society is about. In the last decade, we've seen newspapers refuse gun shop ads, sporting goods store ads if they carry guns. We've seen banks refuse, Smith & Wesson, Remington, others having bank accounts. Hitler. People compare Hitler to so many things, but, I mean, Hitler really started in the mid-30s, 35, 36, denying certain political and ethnic groups the right to have bank accounts or businesses. And you've seen the IRS go after Christians, libertarians, conservative groups. This persecution is real. We've seen the New York Times admit last year that some lady, they use as an example, but there were hundreds of thousands of cases in the last decade, would like deposit $1,400, $1,000 a day from her little Mexican cafe in New York that had been around for 35 years, and she would pay taxes on the money. But they just said, because you made small deposits for decades, that's a fraud. We're taking your entire savings, less than $50,000. No judge, no jury, they just did it. And then it comes out that the major central banks, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all of them are laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money a year. But see, cops don't raid the big banks. Cops bust your dumb teenage daughter when she's stupid enough to be caught with ecstasy or marijuana. And I'm not defending those drugs. It's just you don't bust the little dumb girl or the little dumb teenager boy. You need to bust the kingpins shipping this crap in here. And then you got this Pope openly pushing world government carbon taxes that's a death sentence on the third world, and pushing class warfare, and pushing abortion. An American conservative, but also mainline Catholics, are really freaked out. And now they're telling Europe, and I've got the headlines right here, you are going to allow anybody in we want, whenever we want, and if it's $1 million a month or $10 million a month, you're going to house them, you're going to pay for them, or you're going to hell. I didn't join some Jim Jones cult being a Christian, and this guy wearing some hat is not my God. He was opposing communism and abortion, I'd say he's a good guy. But his fruits are what come out of the end of a jackass. Now, continuing, here's the New York Times. Wealthy Gulf nations are criticized for tepid response to Syrian refugee nations. Qatar, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, the ones launching the attacks in North Africa and the Middle East and Syria and Libya, causing the flood of people they've run out as they kill non-radical Muslims and Christians, they then won't take a single refugee. I hear criticism of Israel all day. Fine, criticize Israel, but be honest. Does Egypt take them? Does Jordan take the Palestinians? No. And now we're supposed to take all these people and give them everything free. And then don't politically criticize their religion, though our religion can be criticized. Don't you see the setup? It's sick. Oh, but look, a little dead boy. Oh, little dead boy. What about the hundreds of thousands you killed? Here's another one. Again, I mentioned this. Pope calls for Catholics to shelter Europe's migrants. Oh, it's our job just to shelter the giant ballooning Islamic population. Candy and cuddly toys. Migrants finish epic trek to Germany. Germany's advertising you come, because Germany doesn't have kids. Germans have 1.3 kids. They're like, hey, we're the new caliphate. We're the new Islamic State. Come here. We're the communists. Come to Germany. You got German towns of 1,000 people now that have had, this week the New York Times reported, 2,000 new migrants. They're told, you house them in your house. But not at the Catholic Church. Not at the Vatican. Refugees streaming to Germany as Pope urges Catholics to put them up and encourage more. Just like our open borders. See, it's all happening unified worldwide. It's a globalist takeover. And it only intensifies. On the island of Lesbos, where 161,000 illegals are, the police clash with them as they demand everything free. Can you go to their country and demand something free? No, but does it matter? What we're seeing is economic warfare with refugees against the West, when the globalists could care less about these people and want to inject them with cancer viruses as soon as they can give them shots. They're just desperate political minions that'll follow whatever edict they're given. Second hour straight ahead. Did you tell your friends and family to tune in? Because this is history.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.